do all that we say or do in our relationships. This is the spousal meaning of the body. We are created for union, in particular for marriage. For more on the theology of the body, you can find us at creativecatholicworks.org.
And I'm calling out to you to call us today at 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. That's the website, too, where you can donate for the Fall Spirit Drive. We are rolling through this day in the last day, third day, and in the afternoon hours. So we have goals set up between now and 6 p.m. that we got to hit. So, you know, and I was thinking about this during the break, that I think all of us would wholeheartedly agree that we'd like to see an increase in vocations to the priesthood and religious life. And St. Gabriel Catholic Radio has been helping in that process. And the reason I want to talk about that is my guest this half hour. Many of you know him. He is Father Bill Hahn. He is an awesome priest, but even more important, he is our vocations director for the diocese. Hello, Father Hahn.
Hello, Elizabeth. Great to be on.
It's great to hear you. I was going to say see you. I'm hearing you today. It's great to hear you. Hey, can you lead us with a prayer, please, Father?
Sure. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you in particular today for the work of St. Gabriel Radio and just for all the people, Lord, that you are touching through their ministry. And especially all those who are listening at this time, we just ask your blessing upon them. Bless our conversation and on this show today. And Lord, may all things that we do be for your glory. And St. Robert Bellarmine, on this your feast, we ask for your intercession. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Great prayer. Thank you, Father Hahn. And so we have an afternoon goal, and I just want to go over that real quick before we start to chat. And that is, we're still looking between now and 6 p.m. tonight, a total of 30 gifts. And I know we can do that. We've got some great gifts, including a great guest, rather. We have Father Hahn right now, and we have the bishop coming up at the last hour of my broadcast. So we have great guests coming up, and we're looking for 14 more sustaining memberships, and that's $20 or more a month. We've seen a lot of sustaining members increase their gift by $5, $10, $15, $20. We've seen sustaining members also give an additional monetary gift. This drive, that is awesome. We're totally accepting that. Gifts of any size, one-time gifts, that's no problem either. And we're looking for two more leadership gifts. That's the $1,000 level or more. We're looking for one more gold leader. We've had these today. This is the $5,000 gift, and it is a very generous gift, but does so much in the operational costs for this radio station and its expansion and all the exciting things it's doing and growing in the years that it's been in operation. And one more business member. So if you're a business owner, $60 a month will give you 100 mentions a year. It's a great, great way to support your business, support Catholic Radio. And don't forget that all callers during the drive are entered to win an all expense paid trip to EWTN and Mother Angelica's Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament in Alabama. And all current and new sustaining members, we have a special gift for you at the station. Swing by and you can pick up a hardcover prayer book. It's the Bible Rosary, the Life of Jesus. So really beautiful gifts as our way of saying thank you. But we really do look forward to your calls this half hour at 614-459-4820. And for Father Hahn and I to keep moving forward towards this afternoon goal on this third day of the Spirit Drive. So, Father, you and I share something in common, obviously, with my show, Answering the Call, and you as vocations director. So how long have you been the vocations director, and basically, what does that entail?
Okay, so just a little over a year that I've been in this role. And it's the idea of the vocation director is, one, to help cultivate within our diocese this sense that everybody has a call, that everybody has a mission, that the Lord calls every one of us, and then to help people to discern, or how do they, to help them learn, how do you figure that out, how do you hear that voice, you know, kind of working through the parishes, through the schools, and through our priests, as far as that teaching part of it. And then secondly, to cultivate and to help in particular, those men who are discerning a possible call to the diocesan priesthood. So it's kind of the twofold, and then underneath the whole thing of discernment of everybody has this mission, you know, sometimes working with those who are discerning a religious vocation as well to be a sister or to be a brother or such.
And that is important. And we have a lot of communities of sisters in the Diocese of Columbus.
Yes, we are very blessed in our diocese. And, you know, that Father Stosh Daly has been doing a lot of, he just knows so many different religious orders that he's able to make these connections. And then they see a lot of fruitfulness in our diocese. You know, we've been blessed with a lot of vocations in that area to religious life. And so that adds to this attraction to come to the Columbus area with this possibility of vocations from here. And I imagine probably also, you know, having like Damascus in the area with a lot of youthful faith, like, you know, these orders are attracted to places where they're going to find possible vocations themselves, right? Because they're looking for vocations too. It's kind of like the way people settle around Franciscan University of Steuben. Oh, yeah, see how religious orders do with the same idea. So, yeah, in our diocese, we're very blessed with such a richness of the different orders of sisters.
We have been blessed on answering the call to get to feature some of our sisters and religious brothers, as you mentioned, but certainly a lot of our priests. And you know, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is where we learn about vocations and not just answering the call, but the seminarian show. And then we have something like Dominican Dimensions, which gives us kind of an insight on a particular order, you know, of the priesthood. And so many wonderful ways that we connect people to vocations. So maybe you want to make your donation this half hour in honor of a seminarian, a priest, a religious sister or brother, maybe someone who is discerning, someone who is actively serving, or maybe retired. You know, we have a lot of retired priests and religious in the diocese, and it would be so beautiful. What a tribute to give in honor of them. And it could be someone who has passed on and you want to give in their memory. And we would love to hear from you and you know, who is special in your life in terms of priests, religious sisters and brothers. And you can call 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. So, Father Hahn, if there is a person that is discerning, thinking about a call to religious life or the priesthood, what would you recommend their first step would be?
First step, of course, is keep bringing it to prayer, which if they're at that point, they probably already have been working on the prayer life and trying to hear God. The second, say it's good to approach like a spiritual mentor, ideally maybe a priest in your parish or, you know, nearby or somebody that you feel like you could trust and like maybe already, if you do have a relationship with a priest, you can begin talking with that. If you don't, maybe to your pastor. If you don't, I'm more than happy. You know, you can come to Seek Holiness is our website and then my contact information is there. I'd love to talk with. I mean, that's one of the great gifts of this role as vocation director is getting to talk with so many people that are, you know, these young men that are discerning possible calls from God in their life. And I love it. Like it's some of the greatest spending of my time is these meetings with these guys who are, you know, Father, I'm thinking I might be called, you know, like, how do I do this? And then kind of help walk through that process of deepening the prayer life of getting in contact with different priests and getting a better sense of what does the priesthood really look like in our diocese and how has it lived. And then ultimately, then the next step would probably be paying a visit to the seminary. Twice a year, the seminary has where you come and live for a couple of days. There's one coming up in November. We'll soon have that up on our website. But yeah, those are probably three of the most important: relationship with the Lord through prayer, relationship with the priest, and, you know, starting a relationship with the seminarians to get a sense of it.
You know, I don't know if you are aware, Father Hahn, but we did a survey recently, the station, of our listeners, our family of listeners, kind of to find out how Catholic Radio has been specifically impacting, you know, their life, whether it's their prayer life or their mass attendance or their rate of confession or Eucharistic adoration, parish involvement, you know. And one of the questions was, you know, has St. Gabriel Catholic Radio played an important part in considering a vocation to the priesthood or religious life? And 20 people said yes, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio played an important role in their discernment process. So I think that's pretty cool. And that is showing the power of Catholic radio, isn't it?
Yeah. I think one of the things that Catholic radio is able to do is create the sense of the Catholic culture, right? Like this kind of tapestry. So they're hearing from all kinds of different people within the church, hearing all kinds of different priests, all kinds of different sisters. And as it broadens out, like, the vision of the Catholic faith, if somebody's discerning, they can begin to see themselves. Maybe I would be fit this, you know, because a lot of times you grow up with one pastor or one religious sister, if you know any religious sisters, you know, and you think that's, oh gosh, I'm not like that person, so I could never be. But when you're hearing all these different ones on, like, Catholic radio, you're driving around, you're hearing, you know, from a Father Larry Richards, some Monsignor Frank Lane, so, like, all these different, you know, you're kind of like, okay, there's many different personalities involved here. And I think that's a great benefit through Catholic radio. It's just the exposure that we get to the wide breadth of the Catholic faith and the wide breadth of the personalities that God uses, that there is no, you know, cutout, you know, cookie cutter of any of this.
Yes, absolutely. You know, before we go to our audio clip, I just want to recap our goals because I'm not seeing anything coming in quite yet. So I do want to see those phones ringing. And it's so fun because I have this screen in front of me and then the calls just come in and I get to see who's calling in and who's giving for what. And it's so fun. And we are looking for specific goals until 6 p.m. That is, we are in the third day of the Spirit Drive. So we don't have any more time to waste. If you have not given yet, please pick up that phone at 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. You can do it online, but make sure you weigh in here and pledge your support for this station. Such important work here. We still are looking for a total of 30 gifts before we go off the air in terms of our Spirit Drive at 6 p.m. We need 14 sustaining members. And that's, again, $20 or more a month. We're looking for two more leadership givers. That's $1,000. We're looking for one more gold leader, that's the $5,000 gift, and looking for one more business member. So is that you? I hope so. 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. I just want to give a thank you as you were talking, Father, that we have Josephine and Eric from St. Peter, and they are giving an online gift, and they are giving in honor of Father Justin Rice. And they want to encourage their brother, Knights of Columbus. That's such a great organization. My husband is a fourth-degree knight, and so they do such good work, such a good service organization. And so I want to encourage her, just as Josephine and Eric are saying, come on, Knights of Columbus. We need you to help carry us through this goal. It's a hefty goal, but we are a hardworking Catholic family here that loves Catholic radio, and we are really coming forth to say that today during the Spirit Drive. So we're going to go over to... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Father.
I was going to say, I was earlier today listening to, you know, I always hear, like, you know, the deacons talk about their, put out the challenges to their parishes and stuff, and I was thinking, well, you know, I'm not in a parish, so I don't have that same opportunity. But I was listening when Deacon Chris Walsh was on earlier, and he put a challenge out to Wilderness Outreach guys into the Knights of Columbus. And, you know, I'm very active with both of those, and they're very active in the life of vocation. So I would like to put that challenge, you know, involve the Wilderness Outreach, involve the Knights of Columbus. You know, this is, you guys are known for your promotion of vocations. So it's like a great, great way to continue that through your support of the St. Gabriel Radio. So, and then anybody who's ever been affected by a priest should give at this time. So,
yes.
The vocation office is involved.
And that's all of us because you give us the Eucharist, you hear our confessions, you make Mass possible. So, yes, in honor of your favorite priest today, 614-459-4820. And while they're doing that, Father Han, we're going to play an audio clip from Jeff Cavins, who you get to hear at 5 o'clock Monday through Friday. And this is called Mother of Pearl, Mother of God. Let's listen.
And I get a kick out of people sometimes, and I think they do it with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the same thing they do with God. And they'll say, well, you know, I only go to God for the big things because, you know, I mean, everybody's going to him, and he's probably pretty busy, and and I'm not going to disturb him. Now, her mediation is related to intercession. Mary does what? She is interceding for you. She also wishes that her son's power would be manifested in your misfortune. and the heaviness that you feel right now. In addition to intercession, what would the Blessed Virgin Mary say to you right now? What would she say to you besides being with you and interceding with you and acting as a mediatrix? What else would she say to you right now in your confines, in your quarantine, in the clam? I know what she'd say to you. It's in verse 5 of John chapter 2. She would say, do whatever he tells you. Do whatever he tells you. You know, like bookends to the public ministry of Jesus, we see the role of Jesus' mother in relationship to us. In John chapter 2, she's your spiritual mother. In John chapter 19, at the foot of the cross, in verses 25 through 27, to John he says, behold your mother. Embrace your mother. Let me give you 4 quick tips. Number 1, cry out for help. Cry out for help. Your mother has an ear for a crying child, as every mother does. Cry out for help. Number 2, pray the rosary. Pray the rosary. The rosary is filled with mysteries, the mysteries of the kingdom of God, the mysteries of the life of Jesus. And she, as your mother, will take you on a tour of the life of her son, and she will intercede for you. It's the fast track. It is a sure, sure prayer. John Paul II said it was his favorite prayer. Outside of the Mass, of course, the Eucharist, it is the rosary. Number 3, thank her for interceding at the foot of your cross. Thank her. You might want to just do that today. Say, thank you, Mary, my mother. Thank you for interceding for me at the foot of my own cross, which was filled, my cross is filled with wants, my cross is filled with needs and filled with suffering. And you were at the cross of your son, and I know you're at the foot of my cross as well. And number 4, make a list of your wants, needs, and sufferings. Make a list and ask for her mediation. Ask for her intercession. Seriously. Put the list down in your moleskin. Put it in your notes on your iPhone. Write it down on a scrap of paper and bring it to her and ask her to intercede for you. Don't say it's too little. Don't say it's too little. Nothing's too little for your mother. So let's go to the mother of pearls, the one who can make something beautiful out of our cross and out of the irritants in our life. You see, we're not hopeless and we're not helpless. God has given us a wonderful, wonderful mother and a tremendous relationship, but it's not just a theological truth. It is the truth. The truth is you have a mom. I heard, saw a bumper sticker a while ago, which I thought was kind of clever, and it said, your mother hasn't heard from you in decades. May she hear from you from that small area called a clam, and may she be with you and become the mother of pearls, your mother, the mother of the pearl that God is making out of your life.
And that's the voice of Jeff Cavins. You can hear Jeff Cavins' podcast during the 5 o'clock hour, Monday through Friday. This is this new programming they're doing at St. Gabriel that is all these shareable podcasts, and you can download those and share those with friends. And they're just these words of wisdom and just sound bites small that you could really easily share or just let yourself meditate on. And so again, that is a Jeff Cavins clip. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli, joined by Father Bill Hahn, our vocations director here at the Fall Spirit Drive at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. The number again, 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. We had some calls come in, Father, so I want to give some thank yous to Geraldine at St. Peter's. Geraldine has given an online gift. She went to stgabriel.com and she has made her gift there. She says she's been listening to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio every day. It's helped her realize that Jesus has given us so many ways to grow our faith, as well as show our faith to others. So well said. She likes program speakers like Matthew Kelly, Chris Stefanik, and she thinks they give great examples on how to do that, on how to share our faith with others. I couldn't agree with you more. Geraldine from St. Peter, thank you for your gift today. I want to
thank you.
Yes, thank you, Rita, also. We have Rita from St. Margaret of Cortona, and Rita has become a sustaining member. So Rita has pledged the $20 or more amount. That's the ongoing amount that really helps the station as it's operating, and it's such a lean, mean operating machine, truly. It's like a dollar a minute to broadcast incredible, life-changing Catholic programming to you. So they really, really run very effectively. Rita's helping us to do that. She's giving in memory of deceased family and friends. She says, St. Gabriel Radio provides a sense of calmness to me. We have seen that comment come up, again, because the other news out there, the secular media, is so not calming. It makes us crazy and angry and upset and fearful. And this is where we can tune in to say that I'm not going to be afraid. You know, I'm going to be edified here. I'm going to hear the truth. And so thank you, Rita. And thank you also, Teresa, in Portsmouth, way down in Portsmouth, listening at 88.3. And Rita is giving her gift. She says, Catholic Radio, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, gives me inspiration through the day. That's what we're here for, to inspire you on your journey, morning, noon, night, even in the wee hours of the morning. Tune it on, and you will hear wonderful programming, and God will speak through the airwaves. That now, Father Han, brings our total remaining gifts between now and 6 p.m. to 26. So we're really carving away. Still need 13 sustaining members. We want two more leadership gifts. We're inviting two more leadership gifts before 6 o'clock. That's the $1,000 level. We are asking someone to prayerfully consider a $5,000 gift. It sounds a lot. It is a lot. But we have had people that are blessed that are able to do that. And we are asking for one more of those before 6 p.m., before the end of the Spirit Drive today, and one more business member. So we still have some more time here, some more giving, and you can join us, 614-459-4820. So Father Han, that clip, my gosh, Mother of Pearl, Mother of God, what touched you about that clip?
Lots of it, but probably the most thing that really captured me is the way he talked about how Mary has this mother's ear for the crying child. And you know, I thought about how I've been, you know, obviously it's a celibate. I don't have children, biological children. And so when I'm visiting homes, I'm kind of sometimes surprised where like a child can be crying and then nobody's really taking care of it. But then well, it seems to me like they're not. But then like if the child's cries switches just a little bit, then the mother jumps up and like she knows what's a real cry and what's not a real cry.
So true, yeah.
And I was thinking about how Mary is that way, you know. Like, and in my own life, like I began to realize that there are prayers that I pray that are kind of me just like the baby just kind of crying just to be. And then there are real cries, you know, where and when I have that real cry of the heart, it's to Mary almost always invariably rotten. It's like in those harder times or the times that are the difficult thing, it's like for some reason it's just easier to run to the mother, you know, to begin kind of that prayer and that talk. So that really just kind of struck me about that role of Mary as mother and how she's attuned. And I know just like talking with other people, often, you know, Our Lady is like that. Like if you're kind of like you're wanting to get back into the faith or you're interested in the Catholic faith or just Christianity, like, and you don't know where to begin. So often, a person who's able to start with Mary or to restart with Mary, she just, I don't know how many people I know that when I ask them about the reversion stories, Mary played a key role, right? She's just this motherly heart who's ready to help us when we're down and out.
It's so, yeah, you know, and it's so true. We're actually honoring our Blessed Mother this particular Spirit Drive. We're looking at her as Mary, our model, and boy, is she that, whether it's you're talking about discipleship, virtue, a role for as a literal mother, spouse, you know, she's just such a great example. And for someone like myself who did not grow up Catholic, did not have a relationship with her, it's been a process. It's been a journey. And Catholic Radio has helped so many people, including myself, develop that relationship and understand who she really is, not who non-Catholics sometimes accuse her of being, but who she really is and how much Jesus loved her. And if Jesus loved her, why wouldn't we love her as well? And she's always is pointing to her son. In everything she ever did, she always points to the son, and she continues to do that. So we love her, but we also realize that people struggle sometimes in the relationship. So it sounds like you, Father Han, maybe didn't have that struggle. Maybe Blessed Mother has always been active in your life.
Yeah, particularly I think it is true that if those are kind of raised in the faith, it's like you grow up with her, you know, so it's like she's always been there as mother. And so it's a little bit easier in that time to turn to her. And there's like almost a natural reaction when you're wanting to get more serious about your faith or you're in a hard time that sometimes it's just easier to run to the mother, whether we're talking supernatural or natural. But it's true, yeah, like for if you haven't been raised with her and you're kind of encountering her now as an adult, it is, like you said, a process. And it is interesting you mentioned about the radio, because I know with the RCIA program, I remember meeting several people who've mentioned that they began by listening to Catholic radio, and then some of those big obstacles, Mary, the Pope, those kind of things that are often the door blockers, because they were kind of like able to just listen on their own as they're driving to work or whatever, and they weren't in any kind of threatening situation, they began to be more open and to listen and say, oh, yeah, that makes sense. So this makes sense, and kind of move that movement. So, yeah, definitely Catholic radio has helped a lot of people, I think, move towards Our Lady if they didn't have that natural from a young childhood kind of thing.
It does.
The other thing that kind of struck me on that one was just that image of Our Lady at the foot of the cross and Our Lord entrusting all of us, you know, to her as mother. And it just that role of her, particularly at the cross, is so important, especially because in that we see the model of a woman who's, you know, her beloved son is suffering, and yet she's able to remain standing and to forgive while it's going on. And I think when we find ourselves in a similar role, I know where, you know, let's say we're taking care of maybe an older parent or something, we're seeing them suffer, or our child is suffering and are going through that. I mean, I found there's no greater strength than to like draw near to Mary, who experienced what it is to suffer because you love somebody who's suffering.
And we just had her feast day of Our Lady of Sorrows. We are coming down to the wire here. So, Father Han, before we let you go, could you please leave us with your blessing?
Yes, and awesome. Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we just ask your continued blessing upon St. Gabriel Radio and all those who listen, that they might continue to grow in your love and the knowledge of who you are and of what you are doing in their lives. And Mother Mary, we ask for your intercession, and especially on the Spirit Drive, as we dedicate and honor you, that those funds may be raised to help support Catholic radio throughout our place, and so that many souls will be brought to the kingdom. In Jesus, in your name, we pray.
Amen. Awesome prayer. Thank you, Father Bill Han, for your priesthood, for your role as Vocations Director for the Diocese. God bless you today. And up next, Bishop Robert Brennan will be joining us for an hour. So be sure to be standing by your phone, 614-459-4820. We'll be back right after this.
Do you have a minute for lasting happiness? Living virtuously is the way to freedom, happiness, and holiness. To grow in virtue, we must learn about it, practice it, and persevere in it. This is what the saints have achieved with excellence. An excellent example of the virtue of faith is seen in Saint Joseph, the husband of Mary. Joseph saw God's plan for his life through the eyes of faith. He believed in the word of God spoken to him by the angel. He acted on this faith and did what he was commanded to do. By believing what God had revealed, Joseph was led to share a life with Mary, gazing on the face of Jesus. Let us ask Saint Joseph to pray for us, that we may grow in faith. Educate yourself in virtue. Learn more at educationinvirtue.com.
This is a Young Catholic Minute.
My brother doesn't want to get confirmed. Is it okay for my parents to make him anyway?
Would your parents make your brother get married or be ordained a priest if he didn't want to? I doubt it. But confirmation is just as big a deal. It's not just graduating from religious education classes. It's making a commitment to follow Christ and remain faithful to him and his church.